Some years after making Spirit Wall, Dan visited Egypt and Greece, and later Italy. He says his exposure to the ancient traditions that he encountered on his travels changed his work.
And being in Egypt and seeing firsthand the scale of the work that's done there, that our great ancestors did, the stones, that kind of copper chiseled insignias of their culture, it just moved me beyond description. And then I also had tremendous experiences in Crete. I get my hands dirty in the same way that those guys did. And I feel like I'm part of a lineage of people who understand materials and have something to say with them. When I came home, I started working more with time, the essence of time. And I used, made sundials in order to symbolize sort of the circular patterns of time and the reciprocal aspects of time. And then the sphere began to emerge as a sort of endless, timeless object in itself. They are mathematically perfect. They agree with people. And they don't question our intellect. They are fitting objects. They fit. We see it all the time. We see spherical things in cellular structure. We see spherical things in our night sky. The sun and the moon are obvious examples. And while there is no perfect sphere, the sphere itself is a perfect form. If you give somebody a cube, they will look for another cube so they could stack the two together and build or something. And that's fine. But, a sphere, right away you're moving into round objects against round object, and then you have this kiss, this touch, where the two meet. And that point at which they meet are the same point, radius from the center of the sphere. And so the most compact, efficient form that a body can take is a spherical form. The large spheres that you see at the Foss Creek are made of cement and steel. So I begin with a steel armature. There's a 1-inch steel pipe that forms an axis, and then half-inch steel hoops that form the perimeter, and then there's flat steel bars that form what would be the equivalent of an equator and a Tropic of Cancer, etc. The first large spheres I did were done for the Vineyard Creek Hotel and Conference Center, and they're on display there. It's now called the Hyatt Hotel, and it overlooks the Prince Memorial Parkway, which is Santa Rosa Creek. The spheres at Foss Creek are much more highly textured, and I wanted a rougher kind of look to those spheres, and I like texture very much. And then some of the insignias, you're likely to find a star dancer somewhere on the surface. I try not to do too much that is blatant or obvious. I like things to be found so someone can discover something of interest. And I use alchemical symbols from the Dark Ages. The alchemists, who were really the first chemists, had a code, if you will, a kind of series of a language, actually, that was a private language between them about how to do things like purify, how to distill, how to transform one thing to another, that you might need to boil it for a certain amount of time or heat it. And so I like to use those symbols just kind of cash. People say sometimes, does this have meaning? And I say, yes, it does. What does it mean to you? And so they may be curious, and then I can explain, oh, that sign there means compose. Maybe take a breath and relax.
Dan has been involved with the NASA Education Outreach Program, where he was invited to meet with high school teachers from across the country. He is also part of a project called the Sweden Solar System, the largest scale model of the solar system ever built. Beginning at the Stockholm Arena, the world's largest spherical building, scale models of each planet in the solar system are installed at appropriate distances from the center, all across Sweden. Dan was charged with creating a piece to represent the planet Venus. It stands in a small plaza called Venus Plaza near the Royal Technical Institute.